The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Ladies and good gentlemen, all the bad guys, I look forward to possibly the day that I can look down, see y'all burning real bad. That I will enjoy, if I make it. Today is January 20th, 2022. This is the Gathering Offering, and I am Jerry Kirk, the Attempting Servant. I know people to get tired of that, but I'm supposed to mix information in so the various archives know where to put it and so forth. Is that anyway? This today is going to be broken up into two different sections. One of them, what can I do, and how tough is it to do? The next one, not even going to tell you the title right now. However, I'm going to start off with something. I had a few people tell me that I should get an email. I will not give out my phone number. I have had that island. I set up a new email, and everything, all the bugs didn't get worked out of it till yesterday, as far as I know. Although I still don't know this new system very well. That new email is supposedly being rushed up and put on the little caption when you find Jerry Kirk there on RBN's internet website. So I hope that helps. Now, I also have to make an apology. A lady that goes by Anna sent an email. I was able to see the beginning of it, and I tried to access it, and I deleted it. So, Anna, I apologize. We didn't get this all done by Tuesday or Monday, either one. But just to let you know, I did get something, but I messed up. And with respect to this email, since I'm using a completely new system, and I really love computers, haha, be a little patient with me, please. Anyway, I'm going to start out on some things that are possible to do. Why? Why should you care about what you can do? Well, if you don't do anything, you're going to get a little warm. Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, many people don't know what the word serve means. To serve, one is a servant. To further define that, if you're a servant, and a good one, you do what your boss tells you. And if the Father in heaven is not your boss, you only have one other choice, to serve. And that is the legion of Satan. There's no individual named Satan. Satan is all of the bad angels, all those that come from the top bad guy. And there are hundreds of them. Now, I want to visit with something that we can do. I did talk about the items that you can get from the waters in the past. Well, now you got things that you want to eat that don't come from the water. This is pretty easy. But it's kind of concerning. I'm not going to read every one of them. But you can go to Leviticus chapter 11 and start reading in the King James. You can find that in verse 3, whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Wow. Nevertheless, those that ye shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, or as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. Wow. That rules out me having to eat a horse, too. He chews, but he doesn't have a divided hoof. And you may go through. Now, this one actually, I said, wow, this one is really tough for me, because if times really went bad, I felt I could lean on this one and get the boot. Verse 6, and the hare, that's a rabbit, because he cheweth the cud, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean to you. Now, I realize there's probably a whole lot of people out there, they're not going out there hunting rabbits and eating rabbits. But I always thought in an emergency I could eat a rabbit or a squirrel. Not allowed to eat a squirrel. He's got paws and claws. Not allowed to eat a pig. Because a pig does not chew the cud. In every other fashion, he fits these labels. But he doesn't chew the cud. Now, an individual thing. Prior to me knowing that about the pork and the catfish and so forth, I was a guy that was eating one entire roll of Rolaids a day and one jar, one of those larger jars of Rolaids, a month. Seven days a week, I'm going through an entire roll of Rolaids, constantly having an acidic stomach, constantly having vicious bowel movements, okay? And that had been going on all my life. I switched, and I don't know what to do much here at all. I'm just learning, but I dadgum can quit eating pork. Well, I quit eating pork, and a couple other things that I won't. If you're going to get into this and study, you're going to find some things you can't eat. You've been eating them all your life, and trust me, if you live down in Florida and went hunting in Arkansas and Georgia and so forth, there's people that really know how to cook up some really good pig. Swine is the proper word. But anyway, so I quit doing that. Within a week, I was down to just one roll of Rolaids a day. I wasn't needing any extra out of the big bottle. Within a month, I was down to two rolls of Rolaids a month. To this day now, which has been almost 30 years, I have about a half a roll of Rolaids a year. Now, I'm not going to get into all the chemistry and this, that, and the other. And you don't have to take my word. Because as a matter of fact, about 2 or 3 months after I thought I had gotten everything cleaned up, about 10, 12 people came over to my house to go over scriptures. And I basically was keeping my mouth shut. And I said, well, you know, I've gotten my diet cleaned up. So one lady, very nice lady, she said, can I look at your pantry? I said, sure. You know, it's clean. She looked at my pantry, and I had marshmallows, and I had Jell-O. She said, there's pork in there. I said, what? Are you kidding me? So, yes, I went to the store the next day. I bought 3 or 4 different types of Jell-O. I bought 3 or 4 different types of marshmallows. I got onto their toll-free numbers, and I called all those manufacturers, and every one of them had pork in it. I called that lady up, and I said, man, I sure am stupid, but thank you for telling me and proving to me I'm stupid, but I got rid of those things. I didn't feel very good for being that stupid, but I learned a lesson. I have to try and read the labels. And since then, I've done, I think, a little better job. If you don't want to choose to serve the Father, then you're going to serve the system that is killing you right now, that is making you into pig food, chop up and feed the pigs. But they're not really going to do that with the good people. They're going to eat them. Now, you can go over your diet. You can straighten out your diet. That is, if you want to. If you don't want to, because you don't give a damn who you serve, and if you're in that category and you're not just a little bit, ooh, if I don't serve, what's going to happen? Now, let me give you a couple that you're going to also maybe flip out a little bit. Exodus 6:23. Bake today and lay up for tomorrow's Sabbath. Now, wait a minute. I mean, how do I do that? I want to have some bread with my lamb or my beef. Maybe I want to have a peach pie. Well, that's baking. You're not allowed to do that on the seventh appointed day. Well, that's probably because you don't know when the day starts. I kind of hinted at that in the past. The day starts at even. E-V-E-N. That's 12 noon. That's when the day starts. Now, if you under your following the Father's laws, you could start baking at 4 a.m. Be completely finished with all your baking by 12 noon. You could do that. Now, I'm not going to get into a debate with anybody as to what they think or what I know. Oh, boy, is that arrogant. I know. Yeah, I've measured all this stuff. I've had people come look at the measurements. The sun and the moon, and they all flip out. And they go, my gosh, it flips people out. Because there's actual physical ways to prove to you when the day starts. Now, your preachers don't want you to know that. Your schools don't want you to know that. Colleges don't want you to know that. No government wants you to know that. And that springs up a problem. You're probably, every one of you are going to find out, oops, I don't know when the proper, true, honest Sabbath is. And some people, if they learned where it is, when that particular item is, that day, you're going to go, oops, I'm working on those days. Oops. Now, what about the people that don't ever keep any kind of Sabbath? Well, they don't care at all, I guess. They just want to do what they want to do. Wow, that's not serving the Father, is it? If you have to choose between the Father and all of man, then, and you choose something of man, you don't have a chance. You're toast. The individual is required to make that choice. You can't just say, hey, I'm serving the Lord. No, you got to stand up and do something. You got to do something that's going to label you. Now, let's go to the people that they think their particular Sabbath is the correct one. Well, how many of those people, they go to their church, they get out of their church, and they go out to eat lunch, and they buy and sell on the Sabbath appointed day of what they think is. You're not allowed to do that. What? I can't go out and have a nice lunch with my family after I go to church? You're buying and selling. No. Guess what else? You're not allowed to leave your house on the seventh appointed day. You're not allowed to get in your car. Go driving over to Aunt Millie's. If you want to be with her on the seventh appointed day, you get there before the seventh appointed day and you stay there for what you think is 24 hours. Now, or Aunt Millie, you go get her and you let her stay there for 24 hours at your house. Now Aunt Millie can be around you for 24 hours. She doesn't have to drive. That's them. Now, if you don't do that, you're in deep doo-doo. People just love to hear this stuff, don't they? Because how many people out there were guilty? Well, I was guilty. As a matter of fact, when I got booted out of Arkansas for fighting for the Word of God, losing 90% of everything I have, knowing I'm going to lose, well, that doesn't sound like a very smart guy. I had to do the fight. Because I couldn't find anybody that I thought was as competent. Boy, I'm an egotistical piece of manure, aren't I? Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11, summarized with just a couple things. Keep holy. Do no work. Do no work. Your son, your daughter, and your servants, and your cattle are not allowed to do anything. Your cows, you're not allowed to have your cows go out there and do work. Now, how about that? Even your cows are not allowed to do any work on the seventh appointed day. You're not allowed to get out on your horses. Does it take a genius? If a cow can't, you can't work a cow, you can't work the horse to get the cow. Think about that. You are supposed to keep holy on the seventh day. You can't go out and buy and sell. Exodus 35, 2 and 3. Summarize, end quote, though. Anybody that doeth work is put to death. Kindle no fire throughout your habitation. Put to death. Jiminy Christmas, that sounds a little bit strong, doesn't that? Wow. Is there any reason to this? Well, let me just take and offer a thought to you. When I finally got to Arkansas, and after the first year I had bought, built a house, and I kept the seventh day, but not in all the fashioned way that I should, that I had known. I was trying to get a roof over my house and a place to live. And that's not a good excuse, but I did do that. However, after about a year and a half, I was able to get back to the point where, bingo, I'm not going to do any work. I'm going to read. I'm going to study. I'm going to take and have a relaxed day. Take two naps a day if I want to. Not concern myself with the fact that, well, you know, hey, a couple days, man, you got to get down there and repair that fence section that's 200. We're having a break right now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And I'm going to continue on this just for a few more minutes as to things that you can do if you want to. But you got to work at it. And you're going to make some mistakes. I understand that. But when you make a mistake, you go, oh, ugh. You know, you go, I messed up. But I'm going to do it better next time. You got to have that attitude. Got to do it better. These are easy things. You're not allowed to wear mixed fibers against your skin. You're not allowed to have the various plastics that are, that's what nylon, all that stuff is, that's all man-made. you're required to have cotton or wool or linen or silk for your items that you wear. Now, I am somewhat still violating the law in one area about that. I do have a jacket that is nylon, and I wear it when it's raining. Now, it's not touching my skin, but that's what I'm wearing. And I wonder about that. Am I doing that wrong? Okay. Now, if it gets super, super cold, that's that and the other. I have some heavy-duty treated cotton that I can wear, but that's quite big. That's not just for going down to the, you know, where you need to go and do something and come home. Okay, now I'm going to move to another area that you can do. And in the past, I've mentioned that when I was young, my family gave me a silver cross. We looked at it, closed the thing, put it in a little drawer, never wore it. About a year later, they gave me a gold one. They figured I didn't like the big silver color. I just closed it and put it in a drawer. Never wore any jewelry. I did wear a watch. I still wear a watch. I make a difference between knowing what time it is and jewelry. I don't have something expensive. It's just strictly waterproof and big enough that I could read the dial. Now, let's see. Did I break the law, though? Yeah, before I got married, I pointed out to my wife, you know, I'm not going to wear a wedding ring except for when we're standing up there getting married and you put that ring on my finger. When we get through with the ceremony, the ring goes back in my pocket and you'll never see me wear it ever again. Never wore it ever again. My reasoning at that time was not because I knew something about the father's law, because I didn't know any of that. My reason was the fact, the type of lifestyle that I lived, you dadgum didn't want a ring on your finger. You could get hung up, you could get all kinds of problems from doing it, and I knew some guys this had happened to. However, I did go out and buy my wife an engagement ring and a wedding ring. Now, I got in trouble about that from relatives because I didn't take my wife shopping. It was not our business what I was going to buy. I didn't want somebody telling me spend more, spend less. I went out and I bought what I wanted, what I thought was great. And exactly to some degree, their money wasn't the question. But I bought jewelry, stuck it on my wife. Wow. Now let's see. Let's go to the Book of Enoch, chapter 8. Excuse my pronunciation here in a minute. Verse 1. Moreover, Azrazel taught men how to make, I'm going to skip up to the entrance, the workmanship of bracelets and ornaments, the use of paint, the beautifying of the eyebrows, the use of stones of every valuable and select kind, and of all sorts of dyes, so that the world became altered. But there's a lot of ladies out there that really love to hear that, you know, that they do stuff to their eyebrows, they pluck their eyebrows, they put a little darkness on it, some lightness on it, sometimes some, you know, those shiny things. Not allowed to do that. Use of stones of every valuable and select kind. Yeah, I went out and bought some dadgum diamonds. And then it was a few years later, I said, you know, I'm not going to tell my wife this. I just want to do this. I had this thing. I wanted to go out and buy some diamonds and rubies and emeralds for my wife. Got a break. Thank you.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People get on the radio and chew out their listeners. Don't most people want to be nice to their listeners? Doesn't somebody that's selling you something want to be nice to you? The time for being nice is gone. You may think that, oh, we're going to get through this COVID. Oh, we're going to get through this. Well, now they said we're going to have to raise the interest rates and double fornicate with you. Well, let's just throw a couple more things about this guy, Azrael. That guy has seen what Azrael has done. How he taught every species of inequity upon the earth. And how he has disclosed to the world all the secret things which are done in heaven. Wow. That doesn't sound too good. Well, let's see, what else? Thus, I'm skipping up, four verses. Thus, the whole earth has been filled with blood and with inequity. How many wars do we have and have our men, and nowadays women, shed their blood on the battlefield to make people richer? How many of our veterans have come home without a leg, without an arm, without two arms, injured so bad that they, head injuries, that they're in a wheelchair, and they require full-time care? And we tell me that the world is not filled with blood. Somebody stand up and say, yeah, we don't have any wars. Now, what about inequity? There are good, hard-working men and women in this country. And when they started out as youngins, something was worth a certain amount of money. And they had a plan together. And they would say, they'd keep the bills paid off. They'd never buy anything on credit. Nowadays, how many of you get the guys out here and gals that are listening are saying, gee, I've got tons of money? No, what it is constantly. The good people that are working, they can never, ever catch up to the inflation, the deflation. Now you get deflation, well, you can't get anything. I hear hosts on RBM, guests on RBM, they can't get supplies to finish their manufacturing. We go to LA County, out in California. 90 shipping containers a day are broken into and everything stolen. The stuff that they don't want is in big trash heaps. Look it up on YouTube. You can see it. Now, at YouTube, it's just not somebody talking. They go to the news people that take the films and they show you this stuff. It's happening across the country. You can't get anybody to help you if you get your store looted. Nobody does anything. They say, well, just get out of the way and your insurance will take care of it. Oh, really? How many thousands and thousands of store owners, little small restaurants, various types, insurance company says, that's not, a riot is not covered. We ain't giving you nothing. Because there was an emergency going on. Or they say, yeah, well, we're going to pay you, but we're canceling your insurance, and then you can't get no insurance, and a few months later, they come riot and destroy you, and you got nothing. You're on the street. Doesn't that seem to be like inequity to you? Well, I'm rather tired of it. And I, at one time in my life, up until 1991, was called by people that knew me, a conservative constitutionalist. Boy, was I an idiot. Now I'm not stuck. I'm letting you say that. See, yes, I got to say something three times. I say that to myself probably 15 times a week because I discover something that how come I didn't know that? Because I've been trained and indoctrinated, and I have to constantly learn. We all have to constantly learn. And if you decide that you don't care, you just go along with it, hey, you might even be one of the good guys and or good gals that got deceived into taking this shot that takes your DNA and alters it. It alters your RNA. You ain't going. And that, I'm not allowed to be emotional. It bothers me to a certain extent. When everything goes kafoofy, and I am able to identify the Canaanites, what am I supposed to do about these good guys that they used to have good DNA and good RNA? What am I supposed to do with them? Well, I guess what I do, I don't know. I sit down with him and I tell him, you screwed up. Of course, I wouldn't use that language. Not on a man. And guess what? You're going to have to be the cannon fodder. You're going to have to demonstrate to the father that the next trip, you're going to be worthwhile. Now, how in the world am I supposed to figure that out? I don't know. If anybody knows how to figure out somebody that ain't going, absolutely is not going, well, you don't want to go out there and have a gunfight with them necessarily, do you? Unless they're trying to kill you. In those days I beheld long ropes given to the angels, who took to their wings and fled, advancing towards the north. And I inquired of the angel, saying, that's not me, this is the author, Enoch, and where have they taken those long ropes and gone forth? He said, they're gone forth to measure. The angel who proceeded with me said, these are the measures of the righteous, and cords, C-O-R-D-S, shall the righteous bring, that they may lean upon the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever. The elect shall begin to dwell with the elect. Now, has anybody old enough to remember that prior to the 90s, it was called DNA cords? All the doctors referred to DNA cords. I'm not talking on purpose right now. How do you think I felt when I found that one out? I went, oops. How many people have I been interacting with verbally, physically, sexually, and I was interacting with those type of people? I'd like to tell you that in every aspect of my life, I don't interact with any of those people. I don't know all of them who they are yet. Exactly. And speaking of the coronavirus and stuff like that, I've had an idea. Oh, I don't think it'll happen, but it could be very, very interesting. If I had a way to get one of these COVID tests and I could slip in to somewhere where I knew for a fact that that particular individual had COVID, because it's all over, everybody knew he or she had that. I could take and go in there and put that little swab up their nose, rub it all around there, drop it in a thing, send it off, and now they'd say, hey, we don't need to mess with Jerry very much. He's already got bad DNA, bad RNA. Well, I'm not James Bond. I don't know how to do all that stuff. I'm not going to try to do all that. That's about all things that you can do. You know, they're going to keep testing. They're going to keep testing. And they're going to keep testing. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, the, great and wonderful little dwarf, the little puke box, probably weighs 140, 145 pounds. He wears glasses. And he's in one of the medical things. He's the big spokesman. I didn't name his name, did I? No. His name might end with an I. And he said 2 days ago, I watched it on national TV. Well, this COVID is not going to ever go away. We're going to continuously have new variants. And on and on and on. And that's because they know the buy and sell clause is coming. They're enforcing it in various areas right now. Not a whole lot of time, but if anybody would like to make some comments about this first presentation, call-in number is 1-512-248-9282. If anybody would like to call in and say, hey, you're crazy, we can't do all this stuff, well, those... I know that there will be a certain group of people that will do this, unequivocally. I hope to qualify to get into that category. And if you do study the word of the Father as given by his Son and his two witnesses, you will sit there and say, huh, I am required to share my knowledge, no matter what it costs me, even if it costs me my life. You are required. I am required. All the good guys now. We're required to help our true brothers and sisters. And it's not easy being rejected. Trust me. I think I know what I'm talking about. Now, just to let you know, the second half hour is going to be where a lot of people are going to get upset. No doubt about it. I've got all the documentation. I know what I'm talking about. And it's really going to tick off a lot of people. Now, the people that I want to tick off, they're the bad guys. I get a kick out of that. I look forward to the day that they have to pry something out of my cold, dead hand. I look forward to giving my life to the Father and His only begotten Son. That is the only thing that keeps me going. Now, I would not commit suicide because that's how bad I think it is on this planet. That it just galls me to see what is happening to good people. More than that, it makes my stomach flip. I feel like I have to have diarrhea. I don't feel happy at all. I feel terrible just watching what's happening to all thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But committing suicide is a cowardly thing. I don't want to be a coward. So I'm going to go through it. Every bit of it. And those are the type of people I want to find. When I played football, and at a young age of fourth grade, I would have started playing football in second grade, but due to some physical things that had happened to me, I wasn't allowed to. I get on a football team. I want to be on a football team because one of my uncles was on the Notre Dame team that won two United States football college football championships in a row. And my Uncle Jim, on the other side of the family, he took and played offensive tackle for the University of Ohio. He was a big boy, too, man. I mean, a big boy. 6'6", 230, 240. Serious good shape. One of the nicest guys in the world, too. I have a relative that is just like him in personality, just as nice as can be. Unless somebody does him wrong, and then that particular individual is quite formidable. Well, I've got so many people so interested in this, and that they're all jumping off the phone, because now I'm saying, you have to do some things. If you don't do some things, I can give you 30 or 40 or 50 laws that you can't do. I only bounced a few across you. You say, I'm not doing any of this. Well, that's your problem. Maybe you want to go find the other ones that you can do. That's great. Go find it. Learn about it. Do something. But when I played football, going back to that, I had some players. You say, wait a minute. You're in fourth grade. I had some players. Yeah, I did have some players. And everybody that was on that field that was on my team was one of my players. And everybody that was on that field that was on my team knew for a fact that no one wanted to get in a fight with me. Never. But I had players. Now, some of them were bigger, more talented, but they didn't do as good job. There were some other guys who were not as big, not as talented. You know, they weren't quite as fast, not as strong. But you know what? They had the spirit in them. They were enthusiastic. They wanted to play. I got them into playing because they desired what was necessary to win the game. And I followed that attitude all my life. Because I don't want somebody out there that's just milking the job. I want somebody that's enthusiastic when you're working with me. I'm not talking about the scriptures. Yeah, I'd like to have some enthusiastic people for that. But I want people that want to give, that want to see how much stronger they can get, how much more they can produce, not the guy sitting there saying, yeah, I got it made. Look how big I am. Look how fast I am. Because, you know, there were all kinds of guys like that, and they didn't do diddly squat compared to what they could do. There's one guy I played ball with for 3 years. He was on offense. He was the greatest east-west runner in the world. By the way, football fields are north-south. But boy, he could go from one side to the other side and just, I mean, do this and do that and shake tackles and make 1 yard. And the guy was big and was talented. But he was a puke. And I was very happy when he got out of high school. He went to become a member of law enforcement. He was acting like a puke. He got his ass beat real bad. And I laughed about it at my 10-year reunion at high school when I found out about it. I don't have any sympathy for pukes. We're having a break now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
we're back. We have about 5 minutes before the top of the hour break, and I'm just going to repeat something that I've repeated to other people many times. From the Columbia Encyclopedia, second edition, 1950. That was my birthday gift for when I was born from Mrs. Kaysen. Second edition, 1950. Now everybody knows when I was born according to man's laws. Now, on page 872, Hebrew language, Semite language of the Canaanites group. You hear that? There's not just one, there's a group. Now, under the Semite language, page 1092, Old Canaanite, Moabite, Phoenician, Punic, Hebrew, New Hebrew, and Ugarit. To be honest with you, that Ugarit one has kind of stumped me. I haven't been able to run that word down exactly right. Now, anybody know who the Canaanites are? Let's see. Was there this guy named Cain killed somebody? His half-brother? And have you traced his genealogy all the way through the Bible? I have. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, there are areas there where there's 8, 9, 10 pages in a row, and it's dadgum difficult. It takes hours and hours if you don't have time. Okay, now, let's move to Webster's New 20th Century Dictionary, Unabridged, 1968. That was my present for graduating high school. Whoops. Golly, do people give me books all the time? Yeah. Am I supposed to read them? Yeah. Where I was raised. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, 1968, page 1650. Semitic. Of characteristics. Of, comma, characteristics of, comma, or, like, Semites. Oops, we've already discovered they're bad guys. They're Canaanites. See that what happened. Related to the Hamitic language. Akkad Adadian, I can't pronounce it, Phoenician, Punic, Aramaic, Hebrew, modern Hebrew. So, I then have to ask myself a question. Why has this guy got 7 different names writing books to the Hebrews and the Romans? Top of the hour break. Always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairer schools and more things made in USA. It's a least take America back. We must take America back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.